Hello, everybody, and welcome to a special free preview of our 1 hour and 40-minute exploration of the game, Sam & Max Hit the Road. But if you want to hear the whole thing, you'll have to join our exclusive episodes tier on the Retronauts Patreon at patreon.com/retronauts. This level gives you access to 2 Patreon-exclusive episodes every month that won't be available to the general public. If you sign up now, you'll get access to this entire episode about Sam & Max Hit the Road, but you'll also get access to the 5 existing Patreon-exclusive episodes we've done so far. And to date, those have been Jeremy's first installment of his Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy Let's Play, an episode about Super Mario RPG, an episode about weird controllers, an episode about the Yakuza series, and an episode about the games of the Nintendo Switch Online service. That's 5 episodes, full-length episodes, waiting for you if you sign up at the $5 level at patreon.com/retronauts. And if you sign up at the $5 level, you'll also have access to our $3 reward, which gets you all of our Monday episodes 1 week ahead of time, and ad-free, and at a higher bitrate. Thank you so much for listening to this little preamble. Now I'll let you get to this free preview of episode 286 about Sam and Max Hit the Road. So I want to say, like, we could talk about the theme of Sam & Max. I find it very interesting. You see it a lot in 1990s entertainment, and I know, like, a lot of my favorite shows, like The Simpsons and Mystery Science Theater and other shows, have this theme. And that theme is basically the baby boomer writers and creators sneering at the tacky Americana of their childhoods, and that's what this game is all about. So I am not as in touch with this game culturally as an older person would be, which is why some of the 70s and 60s stuff is lost on me, but I can see where they're coming from.
Yeah, earlier in the episode, I identified myself as a child of Nick at Night. I'm way into this, like, aesthetically, just the tackiness that is here, and even just the idea of the road trip that goes on. You know?
Yeah, I mean, me too. Like, I am also of that same sort. Like, I grew up watching, like, all of Andy Griffith and Gomer Pyle and I Love Lucy and all of those shows, and I was just fascinated with them. And through the humor of the 90s, I was told, like, well, here are the bad things about these decades. And so this is basically older people instructing the youth, like, well, here was what was bad about growing up in this era. Right. And that is what this whole road trip idea comes from. I mean, people still take road trips, but that was like the dad quest of the 60s and 70s. Like, you would get in your car with sticky Naga Heights seats and go across the country and go to every crappy tourist trap and argue with your siblings in the back of the car, in the back of the gigantic car you were driving in. Like, Sam and Max's car, the DeSoto, that was Steve's family's car when he was growing up. So definitely taken right out of his childhood.
Yeah, you pile into the family truckster, you know?
And things like Frog Rock and other elements of this, like the Snuckies, a parody of Stuckies, which I've never been to. Like, that is all from Steve and the writer's memories of growing up in the 60s and 70s, going on these arduous car trips that they hated as kids.
And there's something that's just incredibly American about that, which is we're going to spend a lot of time doing something we don't like, covering a lot of empty space in between areas of interest in this, and ending up just like really disappointed because the thing that we, you know, spent all this effort to do was not as it was sold to us.
And this is back when things like, you know, the giant ball of twine is something you would go to, which is real. So a lot of the things that are covered in this game are inspired by the 1986 book Roadside America, which is essentially an almanac or guide to these cheesy tourist traps. It was revised over the years, but they really relied on this for things like the ball of twine and other elements of the game. Like, what are the worst and cheesiest and tackiest tourist traps we can make fun of in our game?
It's actually like the Roadside America thing is actually really fun to flip through.
I've never seen the book before, but I recognize the cover.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like ubiquitous during my childhood. Like, you know, you would look at it to make fun of the things, not to be like, oh yeah, let's
go there.
Let's make sure we go there. It's like, yeah, this sucks.
I packed my bags for the those dinosaurs from Pee-wee's Big Adventure. I still want to see those, but I wouldn't just get in a car to see them. But
hey, prehistoric forest, yeah.
Petrified forest. So a lot of this, there's a lot of Bigfoot stuff in the game. And you know what, Cole? I don't like Bigfoots. I think they're gross. And I don't think Bigfoot humor is funny. But there was incredibly a massive Bigfoot craze in the 70s. I can't explain it. I don't know what happened. Maybe there was just a lot of bad weed being smoked or something, but people were way into Bigfoot in the 70s, and that's where this comes from, this fascination, because the 90s, the creatures that we were fascinated with were aliens, like the Grays, but 70s, yeah, all about Bigfoot.
Yeah, I associate like the Bigfoot craze in the 70s with like In Search Of, the, you know, like Leonard Nimoy, basically a whole bunch of just like weird conspiracy theory, like documentary show kind of things that happens. So I also don't like Bigfoot. We did a premium episode of Abject Suffering on the very bad Game Boy Advance game Urban Yeti.
Oh no, I need to hear that.
we spent like 15-20 minutes just talking about how Bigfoot, Yeti, Sasquatch, Sam Squanch kind of stuff just kind of sucks. And bestiaries from like role playing games. Man, they loved just trying to make Yetis happen in those RPGs.
I can't believe that. And we also, so we're going through season one of The Simpsons again on Talking Simpsons, one of my other podcasts. And one of the episodes called The Simpsons, it ends with a giant Bigfoot set piece where Homer is mistaken for a Bigfoot. And, you know, guess what? Everyone writing that show was born around 1960, like Steve Purcell. They're just remembering their youth. Yeah, so much of this stuff is just sneering at the things from their childhood. And you know what? We do the same thing. We love making fun of things like Saved by the Bell. And there are games like Hypnospace Outlaw. Is that the name of it? Where it's let's make fun of the old weird internet. Like, we as a society, we love doing this. So I'm not slagging on the game. Just like, these are writers from this time period doing what we do now with a different time period.
Yeah. Well, the only other option is like revering your childhood, which is revering the things from your childhood, which is dumb.
There's too much of that. I mean,
not the stance that I want to take.
Just buy a Funko Pop if you want to do that. There's plenty of those out there.
Yep.